Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It doesn't look like, doesn't look like Bibi or the Americans or, or Hamas, or particularly, certainly Hamas is not interested, it would seem, because there is, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of currency in, unfortunately, in civilians suffering, because that is helping the Hamas cause. And this is the biggest problem, is how do we deal with that? Well, Adar Weinreb is an advocate for peace between Israelis and Palestinians, and he is a founder of Head On. Adar, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I'm hoping that you are well. We've been trying to process so much of what we are seeing in terms of what is happening in Gaza. And one of the difficulties is that Hamas certainly are less concerned about Palestinian civilians as they should be, and in fact are incentivized for Palestinians to suffer more. How do we deal with that?
So, yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me. We do have a very challenging situation where Palestinians are stuck between a rock and a hard place, and the rock being Hamas and the hard place being Israel, who also doesn't care all too much about their civilians. And Hamas has essentially leveraged our lack of care as a way for them to gain sympathy in the eyes of the international community. So what I've been saying since October 7th is don't fall into their trap, don't play their game. They invited us in with the horrific attack on October 7th. They invited us in to carry out an atrocity for the world to see. And that's what the world has seen now for 20 months, or over 20 months. Daily atrocities in Gaza, carried out by Israel. This is what Hamas wanted. This was their intention when carrying out October 7th. And we played into their hands beautifully. So what I've been strongly suggesting is that Israel take a much higher degree of precaution for civilian life and generally try to exhaust all nonviolent means to solve our problems rather than be very quick to pull the trigger, which not only Israel, but most countries, I believe, they are too quick to pull the trigger.
So what would you say the next steps are? How does, because the biggest challenge right now is the, it's stuck, and there doesn't seem to be a way forward. How does this move forward? What changes?
Yeah, so I think it's time to end the operation in Gaza. I think it was time a very long time ago, but there's no better time than now, if not yesterday. And the reason for that is I don't think we have a clear vision for how to defeat Hamas. We've been trying for over 20 months, and they still control around 40% of Gaza. And they're still able to carry out attacks on the areas where Israel is in control of. The reason we have not taken the rest of Gaza is because the cost to our own soldiers will be too great, and we don't want to take that cost on our own. And generally, when militaries are risk-averse, it comes at the expense of the civilians of the other side, and we are seeing that. So I don't think we have a clear vision how to defeat Hamas. We don't have a vision for the day after plan, what happens if we defeat Hamas. And currently, the toll on civilians is grave, the toll on our reputation is grave, and the toll on our own, our young generation of men are being killed and traumatized. We hear about the 500 that have been killed and the 4,000 that have been injured. But last week a report came out that 20,000 of our own have been PTSD because they served in Gaza. This is an unbearable toll with no end in sight. We need to end it. We need to get our hostages back, which Hamas has shown that they're willing to give them back if we would agree to end this thing entirely. So we need to get the hostages back. We need to let the dust settle. We need to heal from what happened. And we need to play the long game. Understand that the Middle East is shifting fast. Saudi Arabia is considering normalizing with us. So is Syria. The Middle East is warming up to us. If we agree to a two-state solution and move in that direction, we could transform the Middle East. We have seen many instances throughout history, including in South Africa, terror organizations or militant groups engaged in terror then become part of a legitimate government. So I don't buy that we can never, Hamas will never come to the table. They've been interested many times in the past to make concessions and negotiate with us. In fact, look, Al-Qaeda in Syria is now willing to normalize with Israel. So we need to stop thinking that the only way we can defeat our enemies is through force and make necessary concessions, work with international powers, and meet in the middle. I definitely think it's possible.
Dr. Weinreb, I normally disagree with you quite strongly. I'm finding it harder to do that today. So we're going to leave it there before I do start disagreeing with you. Advocate for peace between Israelis and Palestinians.